Thank you, Chair. The Philippines aligns itself with the statement delivered by Indonesia on behalf of the non-aligned movement and would like to deliver the following in our national capacity. Allow me to begin by recalling that we have 6 years left, 6 years, to achieve the targets we set under the 2030 Sustainable Development Agenda. In this regard, I would like to emphasize our country's long-standing position that the pillar of the peaceful uses of nuclear energy, the only pillar that can directly contribute to sustainable development, should be co-equal and not ancillary to nuclear disarmament and non-proliferation. The Philippines is investing heavily in upscaling the peaceful use of atomic energy for both power and non-power applications in cooperation with the IAEA, our partners, and industry. We are working on commercializing the carrageenan plant growth promoter developed by Filipino scientists. Our industry partners have been able to establish a commercial electron beam facility that can extend the shelf life of food and medical products. We are establishing a nuclear medicine research and innovation center, a public-private partnership initiative aimed at making cancer diagnosis more accessible and affordable. The Philippines, one of the pilot countries under the IAEA's New Tech Plastics Initiative, is one of the few to reach proof of concept stage. We endeavor to scale up the nuclear solution for plastic pollution in further engagements, bringing together government representatives, scientific experts, industry, and the youth. Just last year, the Philippines' first and only Filipino-designed research reactor became operational. This facility, operated mostly by Filipino women, enables capacity building for the eventual integration of nuclear power into our energy mix. We are establishing an independent nuclear regulatory authority through comprehensive legislation encompassing various principles and guidelines of nuclear safety, security, and non-proliferation. During last year's PREPCOM, our delegation announced that the Philippines will host the first International Nuclear Science Olympiad for secondary students. Mr. Chair, today I am pleased to inform that students and teachers from 14 countries across various regions are participating in the INSO in the Philippines from July to August 2024. We hope that through these efforts, the benefits of nuclear science will be better disseminated to the general public, particularly to the next generation, those who will carry forward the ideals of the peaceful uses of atomic energy. Chair, the Philippines believes that breakthroughs in science and technology yield little benefit if they are not put into practical use and scaled up to achieve their intended multiplier effect. This is why 28 like-minded states, parties, including the Philippines, submitted the working paper upscaling the non-power applications of atomic energy. We advocate for states, parties, and industry to provide adequate and proportional recognition, promotion, and support for the non-power applications of atomic energy. These applications not only directly contribute to sustainable development, but also mutually reinforce power applications in helping nations build political will and acceptance. Drawing co-sponsors from five regions, the support for upscaling non-power applications is as widespread and diverse as the benefits that we can gain from them in agriculture, food, health, water resources management, the environment, and other basic needs. We endeavor to carry this narrative not only as a lasting message in the NPT review cycle, but as a movement to be championed in various international fora and on the ground where actual projects are implemented. We emphasize the central role played by the IAEA through its TC program, as identified in the 2010 64 Point Action Plan. The Philippines looks forward to the International Conference on Nuclear Science and Technology this November in Vienna. We fully support the co-chairs Ghana and Finland and hope that the conference will mainstream both power and non-power applications of atomic energy. Finally, Chair, the Philippines is pleased to support efforts to improve gender equality and parity in the nuclear field. Our Philippine Nuclear Research Institute has been enjoying gender parity for several decades now, including in its top leadership and scientific positions. We champion equitable gender and geographical representation in the world's leading organizations for disarmament, nonproliferation, and peaceful uses. Thank you, Chair.